So you have that Shazam sequel for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And I was thinking we have Shazam go up against Black Adam in this one. You know, his main nemesis from the comics.
Oh, I absolutely love that idea. Let me just check with him, okay?
What? With who?
Hi, Dwayne. It's producer guy. No, we can shoot something in the jungle soon. Listen, I was wondering if in Shazam 2 we could have him maybe go up against Black Adam. What do you think?
Is this not your decision?
Great. Oh, that sounds fantastic. Okay, thank you. Yeah, so that's not gonna happen.
What?
He wants Black Adam to fight Superman. He doesn't want Black Adam to have anything to do with Shazam.
But he, you know, he definitely does, though.
Yeah, but see, there's been a change in the hierarchy of power in the DCEU.
Meaning? I keep hearing that. What does that mean?
It means I'm terrified of Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, my God.
He's a powerful man, and he's huge.
Yeah, he is.
So, yeah, you got any other ideas for me?
I guess I can figure something else out.
Please do. Please do. So, you have a new Shazam movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So, Shazam is gonna go up against the Daughters of Atlas.
Are they played by Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
They're not.
Oh, thank God. Okay, so great, tell me about this thing.
Well, these two Daughters of Atlas, they steal the wizard's staff. You know, the wizard from the first movie?
How come?
They need it for evil stuff.
Uh-oh, and what's going on with Billy Batson?
Oh, well, all the kids are a couple years older now, so Billy's kind of afraid he's gonna get kicked out of the foster home when he turns 18.
Oh, so he's like a little bit older, a little bit more mature.
As Billy, yeah. Shazam, he's somehow gonna act even more childish than the first movie.
Wasn't that one of the main criticisms of the first movie, how Billy Batson didn't really feel like the same person as Shazam?
Yes.
So we're not gonna fix...
No.
Okay.
What we will do is give the kid version a lot less screen time this time around.
I guess that's something. Okay, sure.
So anyway, Freddy meets this new girl at school and they fall in love pretty much instantly.
Oh, how come?
Because that's what I wrote that down right here.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, see, he does something kind of brave and so she's like, oh, I am into this child.
What?
Oh, well, she's actually a 6,000-year-old god, and he's, you know, a minor, so it's pretty romantic.
That doesn't seem okay at all.
Well, see, we're gonna acknowledge that it's kind of creepy, and that makes it not creepy and okay.
Is that how that works?
It might be, yeah. So anyway, she has these crazy powers where she can, like, move and rearrange buildings and stuff.
What happens to the people inside those buildings?
Unclear. And so we're gonna find out she's actually the third daughter of Atlas.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but she's good now because she fell in love with the child. But her two sisters, they take away Freddy's powers and kidnap him.
Oh no.
So now Shazam and the family need to go rescue him.
Yeah, they do.
So they go do that, but then one of the Daughters of Atlas lets herself get captured on purpose.
Oh, getting captured on purpose is tight,
I guess.
What's her safe word?
What?
What?
Anyway, so she let herself get captured because she wanted to get close to this apple that she needed.
Couldn't have just gone to the grocery store?
Well, this is a special apple that's like the seed for the Tree of Life.
Oh, yeah, that's probably not affordable at the grocery store. What with inflation?
So they want to plant this seed in their realm to bring it back to life because their realm is dead and stuff.
Okay.
But one of the daughters, Calypso, is like, actually, let's plant it on Earth so we can conquer it, because I'm very evil.
Very evil.
So she does that, and a bunch of monsters pop out and start attacking everybody.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so the third act of the movie is gonna be chaos in the streets of the city.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. Wow.
So the good guys are gonna have to run around and try to save the day.
Amazing. By the way, if we can incorporate Skittles somehow, they've expressed some interest in product placement.
Oh yeah, not a problem at all. I could have the characters run past the building that has like a Skittles poster on it or something. You don't like it?
It's just the more in-your-face the product placement, the more money they're gonna give us.
I could have the characters say that Skittles are the closest thing that humans have to the nectar of the gods, and then use some Skittles to become friends with unicorns and ride the unicorns while shouting, "Taste the rainbow."
We are gonna be so rich.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is blatant. I love it.
Anyway, so then Shazam's gonna end up saving the day.
How does he manage that?
Well, he believes in himself.
That'll do it.
So he actually sacrifices himself and dies.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Fatally.
Man, well, it's gonna be tough to have a happy ending with a dead protagonist.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, cause see, the Shazam family buries his dead body, but then Wonder Woman shows up.
Okay.
And she's gonna reanimate his lifeless corpse, which is a thing she can do now.
Oh. Well, great.
Yeah, so, you know, that worked out well.
I'm gonna spoil that in the trailer, so where was she this whole time?
Busy.
And how'd she find out about what happened or know who Billy is?
Hey, shut up, and so then we're all done. What do you think?
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, and people loved the first movie, so I don't see how this could do badly.
Great.
Unless we kinda... you know, announce that the whole DCEU is gonna be kinda restructured and this movie doesn't really matter.
Why would you...
Hi everybody, Ryan George here. Thank you for watching that pitch meeting. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want to subscribe, that's the thing you could do. You could also just hang out here, look at a picture of me and my new dog. His name's Louie. He looked... Look at him. That's him right there on the right side of the picture. Lower right side. He's on the lower right side of the picture. And also, goodbye.